Evensong started in the spring of 1963, because that's when the organ arrived. And Lauren Dickinson, with whom I've collaborated all these years, lived next door to me. And he and his wife were such good friends of ours. So I suggested to him, I said, you know, the interest of the area has been piqued in getting this great big organ. And I thought, you know, we need to put on a series of programs, organ programs, that would acquaint people, do it at evensong time, do it at an afternoon, vesper, sundown time, because then all the various churches from the area could come. You know, we wouldn't be competing with any other program, supposedly. And so I thought, you know, I don't want to be a purveyor of boring organ recitals. Lauren, help me out. Why don't you think about doing some poetry or prose or whatever, and you do it in between the numbers that I play. And that's what we went from there. Nobody equals Lauren Dickinson. The way that he uses words and the emphasis that he gives and so forth. You'd have to be sort of an actor, I think, to be able to do that. I was after something that the organ was most prominent, because the organ had just arrived. And this came out of that feeling more than anything else. I'm told, though I don't remember this, I was eager, very eager for that organ to be accepted. I'm told that we did them once a week. I can't imagine now, at this age, how on earth you would do this once a week. Of course, that was a normal time for people to have a vespers, you know, and they were used to something happening, okay. I don't know how long I did that. It went then eventually, the next step was, of course, every other week. And then once a month. I don't think it was ever, however, less than once a month, if I recall. The nature of the program was such to encourage, I hate to say relaxation, because that implies that, you know, your spiritual pursuits are in that vein, and they are sometimes are the opposite. But the end of the Sabbath, that's a special time. As the beginning of the Sabbath is a special time. I wanted people to find out that this was going to be a blessing for them. This was not some maraschino cherry on a Sunday. In spite of the really enormous antipathy against the project to begin with, that is no longer an issue. They own that organ. This is our organ. Have you heard our organ? So anyway, we chose the theme song. We've talked about the theme song. The theme song was an instant success. People very early on grabbed onto that theme song. Hired people say here, well, all it took was to have that theme song start. The tears just came. Every evensong included one hymn improvisation. That's something that I felt was necessary to do, to get into the, let's say, the common listeners' hearts. I wanted to do that rather than just a bunch of esoteric organ music that even I have trouble listening to.
Did you have any other inspiration week to week?
Well, there's another facet to evensong. I always did a hymn improvisation, and I always had a guest. I was always looking for a soloist, and I didn't have any problem finding soloists. A soloist, and then, of course, a hymn that I would do. Those were the two sort of irreducible. I mean, I had to have those. I realized there is a liturgical evensong that is very different. The liturgical evensong that the Anglican Jews, they're the main ones. However, they have to have a choir. And if the church doesn't have a choir, it isn't going to work.
Is there a particular evensong that either you really wish you could do it again, or you're glad you'll never have to do it again?
Oh, dear, no, there isn't. They were all special in one way. I can remember coming up with program after program, and I'd look at this program, I'd say, boy, something's lacking. I mean, it needs a burst of red somewhere in there, and I'm not sure. Well, so help me, somebody would come up in the very piece that I might think, well, I don't know why I ever included that, but it's too late to change now. The program isn't made. Somebody comes and says, boy, that just really did something for me. I had that happen here, Sabbath.
Well, it's very clear to us you have former students, faculty, staff, area people that grew up with this, and you mentored them. Is there anything you'd like to say to them right now?
Go thou and do likewise.